If you're like many entrepreneurs bootstrapping their dreams, you constantly worry about breaking the bank. How are you going to gain traction while wondering about paying for the necessities you need to move the needle? Today, I'm talking about a few cost-effective strategies that help you capitalize your resources while creating a strong brand presence. The best part? You won't break the bank. Peachy Williams, the brand voice builder. As a copywriter and business owner, I understand that building a brand doesn't happen overnight. It's all about positioning yourself to learn, build, brand, and grow. I created the Talk Like a Brand podcast to provide an authentic voice throughout your journey with relatable scenarios, simple strategies, and advice that makes you think, reflect, and implement. If you're an entrepreneur or one in the making, you're in the right place. So let's get into it. One of the first things you need to do is identify your brand identity. This is the foundation for building a strong brand. Your mission, values, personality, and target audience are all part of defining who your brand is for. The mission? It clearly shares what your brand wants to achieve. Values? They showcase your belief in ethics, and your personality brings out your tone and voice. Finally, a well-defined target audience helps create a brand image that connects. You want to reinforce your brand identity with assets like your logo, the colors, your typeface, and typography. You can use free or low-cost tools like Canva, Adobe Express, or Vista Create to create them. You want to make sure your brand identity is consistent across every platform, including social media, your website, and your email. Let's talk a little bit about social media. Social media has become indispensable. It's a tool for building brands. And the best part? It's incredibly cost-effective. To make the most of social media, you should start by defining your target audience, because you must understand their demographics, the interests, and preferred social media platforms so you can really find the people you need to connect with. You don't patronize brands you don't connect with, so why should your audience? And by focusing your efforts on the platforms where your audience is most active, you can maximize your brand's visibility and engagement. I'm always saying this and I'll say it again. Consistency is key when it comes to leveraging social media. Creating a strong brand voice and visual style that reflects your brand's personality and one that resonates with your audience is key. Whether you're using a witty and playful tone or a professional and informative approach, you must ensure your brand's identity remains consistent across every social touchpoint. Consistency helps build recognition and trust among your audience. Regular posting and active engagement are crucial for success on social media, but we all know that, right? And I'll be the first to say it's not easy, and I often fall short too. But developing a content calendar can help in maintaining a consistent posting schedule and train yourself to plan your content in advance. And that's very important. As you continue to share valuable and relevant content on a consistent basis, you'll stay top of mind with your audience. Just because you're posting regularly doesn't mean you shouldn't interact with your followers. And you often see that. Brands just post and they don't talk to their audience. They don't respond when people comment. And that's not a good thing. You must respond to comments, messages, and mentions. Say thank you. In other words, that means stay active and engaged, because this helps create your own community based on genuine interaction. We all want organic growth, right? And when you do this, you'll be building brand loyalty and growing that KLT, that know, like, and trust factor with your audience. What about hashtags? Hashtags can be powerful when expanding your social media, the reach at least. But the key is to research and use those hashtags that are relevant, the ones that align with your brand and your target audience. I know people get so frustrated because the algorithms are always changing. It's important to stay on top of what's the industry standard, and please don't use too many hashtags. Hashtags help you in putting your content in a certain category. It increases the discoverability of what you have to say, and it will attract users who are interested in those topics. Once you find your audience through those hashtags, join the conversation. Jump on in. Engage with people. engage with trending topics within the industry, because when you're actively engaged and you're participating, people tend to migrate to you. They want to hear what you have to say, especially if you're offering valuable insight and you'll start positioning your brand as a thought leader. That's what we all want. There are some free or low-cost tools that will schedule and automate your social media posts, your analytics, and help you interact with your followers. Let's talk about a brand that did it well. If you've never seen Wendy's Twitter, you have to go see it. It's a fast food chain that became known for its sharp and hilarious tweets, and it's worth a look. Let's talk about content marketing. Content marketing is an effective and cost-effective strategy for building a brand. In other words, think of it as a strategy to help attract, engage, and retain your audiences. But while you're doing that, you are creating and sharing content. I know you've heard the saying, everything is content. And believe me, it's true. Now, how can you do this? You start by clearly defining your target audience and understanding their pain points, their needs, and their interests. Once you know that, it will help guide the way you create content. It will guide that process and ensures that you provide value to your audience while establishing your brand as a trusted resource. People will want to know what you have to say. Creating valuable content is a great way to establish your brand as an authority in your niche area, and it aligns with your brand message and your values. So you have to make sure that all the content you put out there is researched and well-written. I want you to consider for a minute the formats that work best for your brand and audience. Everyone learns differently. Everyone consumes content differently. And so you want to give your people, your audience, the target audience, content in the way that they want it. If they prefer visual content, you need to create videos and infographics or deliver images that capture their attention. If they enjoy in-depth articles, their readers, then you need to create blog posts or white papers. If they like to listen on the go, then that means that you need to create a podcast. And a podcast works wonders. Ask me how I know. You're listening to one right now. The goal is to create content and share useful tips that your target audience finds helpful. And when you tailor that content to your audience's preferences, you'll make them want more, which means you'll be driving engagement because they keep coming back to see what's new. Once you create that content, you need to promote it. So promote it on social media and these other relevant channels where your audience is to reach more people. You know, it costs nothing, absolutely nothing, to share your content across your social media profiles. But when you do, make sure you have the right visuals and captions. Make sure you have the right hashtags to drive people to your information. Most of all, make sure your work is worth it. A good way you can also reach audiences, do some guest posts in your industry. There are a lot of people that will allow you to write a blog or collaborate with them on something. Use those audiences and let them use yours to introduce your brands to new potential customers. This one is a big one. Do not neglect repurposing your content. And people say, repurpose, I want to have something original all the time. It gets tiring. You know, because of the fact that your content reaches so many different people, they won't know if you repurpose something, if you reword something and use it in a blog post, or you reword something and use it on social media. It's a great way to create new content without starting from scratch. You can easily turn a podcast episode into a blog or some social media posts. You can easily turn a blog post into a video or some other type of content. This not only is smart, but it helps save time and your resources while you're creating the best content for your audience. Have you ever wanted to connect with like-minded people to build, brand, and grow your business? It's time to join PRISM, our ecosystem where your success comes first. Monthly workshops, co-working sessions, and so much more are just a few reasons why you don't want to miss it. Find out more about PRISM at bit.ly/PRISM now today. In content marketing, you also have to remember that, you know, analytics and measuring what you do, it's critical. You want to track those key performance metrics. You want to see what your website traffic looks like. You want to see what your engagement is. You want to see how many people are sharing on social media, and most of all, you want to know what converts. Let me repeat that. Don't ignore your data. You need to analyze your data and identify what content resonates most with your audience. You need to know what gets the best results. Why? Because it's going to help, or it should help, guide the next steps you take and the way that you craft your future content strategies. In all things, we need grace. This also gives you the grace to refine what you have to say and to optimize over time. A brand that does this well, I don't know if you've ever heard of the mattress company Casper, but they launched a sleep-focused online magazine called Van Winkle's, and that was brilliant. Let's move on to email marketing. Email marketing is cost-effective, it builds relationships, and it keeps people engaged with your brand. It keeps them updated on the current news, it keeps them updated on your products and your services, right? It's no secret digital advertising costs can be astronomical, and you may or may not even see a return. But when you utilize your connection to people who are on your email list, this helps cut those costs so you can focus on your audience and stay within your budget. The best part? You can take your list with you. You don't have to be tied to one specific email provider, and that's gold. Digital ads come and go, but when you take the time to really nurture your audience, you can't pay for those results. One of the things when you're doing email marketing, you have to make sure that you're using personalization. You have to make sure that your emails are engaging, and most of all, they provide value. There are tons of free and low-cost tools out there. Flowdesk, MailerLite, Constant Contact, even ConvertKit. As you ConvertKit and some of the other ones, the more email people on your list, that costs more. So you need to watch that. But there are some programs out there that you can find, like on AppSumo. I am an AppSumo addict. But, you know, you can find some great email programs and other types of programs that can help you grow your brand. Some cost-saving advantages of email marketing, though, you can A/B test them to see which emails perform better. You need to make sure your tone, your voice, and approach is the right one. And this allows you grace to make those tweaks before you spend a ton of money. Email marketing is a good way to solidify your brand's identity. But again, you're also saving money because you're expanding beyond your local audience without the costs. You're increasing your credibility and brand recognition, but you're saving time and reducing the amount of paper used because virtually you're using none. You're essentially avoiding the cost of printing envelopes, postage, then all the other things while still making an impact. And if you regularly clean your list, you're saving money because you aren't paying for people that are inactive. And I'd say that's a win. A brand that does email marketing really, really well is BuzzFeed. They have punchy subject lines and the preview text that follows. Check them out. Finally, I want to talk about partnerships and networking events. Partnerships can be very effective in expanding your brand's reach and influence, even if your funds are low. You can start by identifying brands or influencers that share similar values and similar target audiences. Do they have products or services that align with your brand? So when you partner with like-minded brands and organizations or influencers, you can tap into their existing customer base and gain exposure to a wider audience. So now you may be asking, how do you find those partnerships? Truthfully, partnerships are everywhere. You just have to be brave enough to step out and make yourself known. You have to get past your fear and go ahead and make the pitch. When you're approaching these potential partners or influencers, let them know your goals and your expectations. And you need to know that for yourself. Do you want to increase brand awareness? Are you trying to drive sales or just collaboration on a specific project? Once you have that shared understanding of what you want to achieve, it can kind of make it a mutually beneficial partnership. You see a lot, and this happens a lot in partnerships, co-branded content. So that means you could have blog posts that's co-branded, videos, social media campaigns, or even joint events. By doing this, both brands can leverage their unique strengths and tap into each other's audiences. I think it's a great way to showcase your expertise while cross-promoting the other brand's offerings, and then you can generate buzz around your partnership. When you also do partnerships, a cost-effective strategy, you can offer exclusive discounts or promotions to each other's customers. And when you add this value or these incentives, you can encourage customers to kind of explore your brand and your partner's brand. They may not know what you guys have, and this is a great way to find out about both at the same time. This approach drives sales, and it also fosters goodwill between both brands, and it enhances the overall customer experience. And we all know today's customers, they want experiences. When you're doing partnerships, you have to not avoid the analytics. Measurement is essential. How else will you know if the partnership was successful? You need KPIs or key performance indicators that align with your goal. For instance, if you want something that to measure increased website traffic or social media engagement, or how many sales you got from partnering with the other person, you have to look at these metrics on a regular basis to analyze this data. This way you will know what partnerships work, what partnerships don't, what types of partnerships you need to take, and you're able to make adjustments. When you go by the data, this will help your partnerships deliver the results that you want, and it will also contribute to your brand's growth. Attending events in the industry is also a good way to network with people who are like-minded. This is a good way to find potential partners and influencers, and this is also a great way to build brand awareness. I want you to look for some events that align with your brand values. I want you to think about your mission and make meaningful connections. Don't just take someone's card or information and not reach out. You need to make meaningful connections. And as you grow, you can also start hosting your own events to build and connect with your audience and other industry leaders. A few brands that have done partnership very well, Starbucks and Spotify. They partnered to create a vibe around the coffee and create a music ecosystem. Total brilliance. Remember, building a brand on a budget is possible if you're strategic, creative, and focused on maximizing your resources. When you leverage your social media, content marketing and partnerships, and email marketing, you can create a strong brand presence and reach your target audience without having a large budget or spending a lot of money. And we're all about saving money as entrepreneurs, right? The key is in being consistent, providing value, and measuring your efforts to continuously refine your strategy and build a brand that truly, truly connects with your audience. Define your target audience, stay consistent with your brand voice and visual style, and measure your results to adjust your strategy as needed. I want you to take a minute and download a free checklist summarizing all the key takeaways from this episode. It's a handy reference guide you can refer to as you implement these cost-effective strategies for building your brand. Visit bit.ly, budget my brand, and grab it today. Follow us on Instagram at The Right Mix and Color My Brand, and sign up for our weekly Brand Bits newsletter at bit.ly/bits4you. Make sure you tune in every week for more brand building advice. And until next time, have an amazing day.